I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world, including America. In this edition, human rights activists urge U.S. President Barack Obama to put China's human rights record high on the agenda of his meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the coming days. Obama is attending a Group of 20 Nations summit in the Chinese city of Hangzhou starting September 4th. It's part of what could be his last Asia trip before leaving office in January. The White House says Obama and Xi will have in-depth talks on the sidelines of the G20, focusing on what it calls a wide range of global, regional, and bilateral issues. In previous meetings between the two, Obama has repeatedly spoken to Xi about U.S. concerns with perceived human rights abuses in China. The U.S. president may choose to do so again, but it would mean adding human rights to an agenda full of other sources of U.S.-China tension. Among them is Beijing's tightening grip over the South China Sea, where U.S. allies are challenging Chinese maritime claims. One group that wants Obama to prioritize the human rights situation in China and other G20 countries is U.S.-based Human Rights First. Its president and CEO, Elisa Massimino, published an open letter to the U.S. president on August 23rd. In it, she says Obama should do three main things when meeting Chinese President Xi. Call for an end to Chinese laws restricting foreign NGO activities, denounce Chinese national security laws perceived as silencing civil society activists, and call for the release of detained rights advocates. Hasn't the Obama administration already been making those kinds of appeals to China? I asked Human Rights First Senior Counsel Daphne Evyatar.
The administration has made a few statements. John Kerry, certainly when he was in China, made some statements about the NGO law and raised some concerns. But none of these have been very strong, and we haven't seen any actual actions that seem to have made a difference.
Evyatar, who spoke to me on the phone from New York, says her group wants to see Obama do more to get China to improve its rights record.
Because the trend seems to be accelerating. The human rights situation seems to be getting worse. There's a lot of concern among people locally that in advance of the G20 meeting, people are being rounded up and expelled from Hangzhou, and that people will be at risk, even at a greater level of risk, because of the meeting. And so it's important for President Obama to really make a very public statement about the fact that this is not acceptable, and also to make an effort to meet with local civil society when he's there. It's difficult because there are some people who probably would be afraid to meet with him just because of security concerns. But there are others that I think probably would be willing to take that risk. And he should at least make that effort because it makes a big statement of support for human rights activists there.
Even if some activists attend such a meeting with Obama, Evyatar says the U.S. president would have to overcome another obstacle to dialogue about human rights in China.
President Xi is very sensitive to criticism, seems quite defensive. You know, obviously these are sensitive issues, but that's why we think raising these issues in coalition with other countries and making it clear that economic cooperation is dependent upon meeting certain standards of human rights and meeting certain standards of international law is very important.
President Xi's sensitivity seemed to be on display in August as China hosted a rare visit by a UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights, Philip Alston. It was the first time Beijing had allowed a UN Human Rights Council expert such as Alston to tour the country since the council first requested such a visit in 2005. Speaking at an August 23rd news conference in Beijing, Alston said Chinese security agents followed him throughout his 9-day trip. He did offer some praise to Chinese leaders for improving one particular measure of human rights.
There is a real will from the leadership to eradicate extreme poverty, and that's not common in other parts of the world.
But Alston criticized what he said was a new trend of Chinese authorities limiting the ability of civil society organizations to act independently of the government.
What we see is a dramatically shrinking space for civil society actions which would want to facilitate a discussion of government policies with a view to trying to adjust or adapt them rather than simply accepting what has been determined from the top.
The next day, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang thanked Alston for recognizing Chinese efforts to eradicate poverty. But Liu also rebutted the UN experts' view of China's treatment of civil society. He said, some foreign critics of China have been promoting human rights models that have not brought progress to most people in many developing nations. China often responds to critiques of its rights record by telling foreigners to basically look in the mirror and deal with their own problems. As Washington issued its annual report on China's rights record in April, Beijing released its own report calling the U.S. rights record terrible because of gun violence and perceived police abuses of power. Evyatar of Human Rights First says Obama should not be dissuaded by hearing similar rebuttals to any complaints that he makes to President Xi in Hangzhou.
President Obama hasn't been shy about acknowledging we have our problems here too, and he's tried in many ways to address them. And I think part of the point here is that he has made an effort and acknowledged when we have failed, and that what he wants other countries to do and what we want him to press other countries to do is to make improvements, to acknowledge where they have failed and to make improvements and to actually move in that direction.
What do you think Obama should tell Xi and Xi should tell Obama about human rights when they meet this coming week? You can share your thoughts on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for VOA China 360. Before I go, I wanted to let you know that you can learn more about Obama's visit to China on our hashtag VOA TV show, which I'm co-hosting this Tuesday at 1730 UTC on voanews.com/hashtag VOA. Well, that's it from me for this week. Bye for now.